We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
All this week, we're airing a series that goes backstage with the next generation of ballet dancers.
Contributing producer Lucian Jung spent the past year following dancers in the Milwaukee Ballet's second company. These dancers, known as MB2s, are part of a demanding year-long training program that's intended to transform them into professionals.
At this stage of the series, it's the midpoint of the program. The dancers face an increasingly hectic schedule as they head into audition season.
Following a demanding holiday schedule loaded with community outreach events and back-to-back performances of The Nutcracker, the MB2s had a short break. Now it's January. They've returned to a city crippled by sub-zero temperatures and must prepare for one of the most important performances of their season, the MB2 Showcase at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center.
We've had a really, really busy couple weeks.
Allison Chavez is the Community Outreach Director at the Milwaukee Ballet.
The dancers got back on January 6th. Well, they were supposed to get back from winter break, but thanks to the polar vortex, we really were put behind. And then there was a bunch of them who were stranded in cities literally all over the world. This is their big main stage show of the season. You know, losing 2 days of 6 to 8 hours of rehearsal is huge.
There is little time for the dancers, choreographers, and tech crew to get in sync. But second-year MB2 Garrett Glassman is taking it all in stride.
We are in the middle of tech rehearsal, so no costumes at the moment or makeup. Just kind of marking through for spacing since this is the first time we've been on stage with any of these pieces. So they're just testing lights and sound. And right now we're working with Petter's piece, which is the Cole Porter piece, and we're just kind of waiting to be told to dance.
In addition to Petter Zaradnicek's piece, the showcase also features work by fellow choreographer in residence, Timothy O'Donnell.
We need to just smooth off our partnering. It's got very fully, I know, like, first on stage, it's what's with us getting to that first section. Pretty good. Just, I got very concerned throughout all of that with marking that you were marking so off the counts. It's the first time I've ever seen that section with you two not be spot on with the partnering. Like, terrifies me.
5 minutes, gentlemen.
I need a ticket for this afternoon's performance.
The show's ideal for dance lovers and novices alike. The showcases a range of styles from classical to contemporary.
Enjoy the show.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
This was just unbelievably good.
We like the classical. We like the classical ballet, but not the others.
Too much modern dance. It was a nice variety of modern and traditional.
It was like really
shaky. Don't tell them. I didn't know. You were sensational.
The MB2's high level of skill and artistry was on full display during the South Milwaukee Showcase. The dancers performed beautifully. An impressive feat considering the chaotic scene leading up to the show. In addition to lost rehearsal time, the dancers had to contend with a slippery floor and the pressure of doing two performances in one day, a challenge for Garrett Glassman, who was in 3 of the 5 pieces.
While I was running between pieces, it was just kind of catch my breath, shake my muscles out, probably throw in some ibuprofen, take an inhaler, change costumes, and get back out.
Garrett was one of the showcase's featured dancers. This offered him the opportunity to impress a really important member of the audience, Milwaukee Ballet's artistic director.
Did you know that Michael Pink was going to be in the audience?
I did, yeah.
What does that mean for you guys?
Well, I mean, 10 of the company dancers and out of 24 are graduates of the MB2 program, and so MB2s have a better chance of getting a job here than anyone else who's auditioning. This is the MB2's big moment, you know, this is where we're most exposed on a real stage, you know, for a real audience with difficult choreography and things that should be able to say, hey, I'm ready for a professional contract.
So this is your first second company experience.
Yeah.
My sense is that there are all of these great dancers that just aren't in the openings. How do you navigate those choices?
I mean, I'll find out very soon if I'm going to be in that position or not, but I can imagine it's got to be pretty difficult to wait that long. I mean, being in a second company is a lot of work. It's not just rehearsing and dancing and doing class. You know, you have all of the outreach, you know, extra hours that you have to put in. I don't know if it's how badly you want it or not, or if you need to lower your standards, because a lot of these dancers who are being put on hold are extremely talented, and if they were to audition for a company that wasn't as well known or didn't have as big of a budget or didn't perform on as big of a stage for as big of an audience, you know, they can get a job and be a principal in those companies, but they don't want to settle for that. They want to be in a company surrounded by artists who are better than they are.
The reluctance to settle is rooted in a dancer's drive for perfection, a goal that often makes Garrett his own toughest critic.
I haven't had a performance yet that I've walked off and been 100% satisfied with every second of it. I mean, there's always something that you would have wanted to go better. You know, when you're taking class every day, you don't spend your entire class watching Andrea, you know, or somebody else. You're watching yourself. I mean, that's the hardest part. We're spending an hour and a half of class watching ourselves in the mirror, and then 6 hours of rehearsals watching yourself in the mirror to make sure everything looks right. So it's a lot of looking at yourself and judging yourself, and you obsess over, you know, every flaw that you have.
The stress of the winter performance schedule, made worse by the frigid cold of the polar vortex, is starting to take its toll on the MB2s at a time when they need to be at their best. Audition season is about to begin, and for the most talented dancers, company contracts are in the offing.
This group is very strong.
Rolando Yanez is the director of the MB2 program.
In the past 2 or 3 years, we have been a strong group, but this year it seems like every dancer has something to offer.
This makes securing a professional contract with the Milwaukee Ballet even tougher. MB2 artistic staff Murray Favarel and Carl von Robinow have seen firsthand what happens when anxiety over an uncertain future becomes paralyzing.
There's a patience that a dancer has to have as hard as they work towards their goal. They also have to be aware of what's happening around them, because we have a tendency to be incredibly tunnel vision individuals. We know where we're going. We know what we want. It's sometimes we get lost on how do we get there.
Those are usually the students we spend the most time with, and those that have the trouble to connect things and work so hard. And sometimes they work so hard that they're... their brain shut off. They're just wanting it so much that something happens there that they're not open to what we're saying.
Even in this group, we still have some dancers that have a lot of talent, but they are not ready. And, you know, when they perform and they still are not there, you see that there's a lot of things that they need to work and issues with their body and self-confidence and things like that.
But if the talent is there, if the work ethic is there, and they're really, that's how we made the decision, let's keep them one more year.
At Milwaukee Ballet, the decision on who will be offered a contract is made by its inscrutable artistic director, Michael Pink. But the first consideration is how many contracts will be available, and that depends on the number of company dancers that come back for another season.
We don't know, because they give the letters to the dancers, and then all depends of if the dancers are returning or not returning, if it has contract. And I think that happened at the end of April.
It's really late
the dancers already.
That's why we encourage them to go and audition, not wait for that to happen, but go to audition in other companies so they have a plan B in case there is no spot in the company.
But this year's group of 20 MB2s don't have time to sit and agonize. They still have a full slate of community outreach events that includes demos at area hospitals, museums, libraries, and senior centers, as well as a tour of grade schools and high schools with The Superheroes Show, an educational dance program that teaches kids about ballet. Amid all this, they receive exciting news. The South Milwaukee performance was such a resounding success that for the first time ever, artistic director Michael Pink invites the MB2s to join the Milwaukee Ballet in its Contemporary Ballet Showcase, Winter Series at the Pabst Theater.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. The piece that you've just seen was performed by an extremely talented second. A few weeks back that I went to a recital program that this wonderful group of dancers put together, and I was so impressed, and I thought it was very important to share it with you so that you can see the next generation of dancers.
For 17-year-old Katie Manger, life in a second company has been a lot more challenging than she expected. But experiences like the Winter Series put everything into perspective.
I was shocked to be the first MB2s ever to be asked in Winter Series. I still can't believe it. I really can't.
Were you more nervous going into the Pabst performance than, say, the South Milwaukee performance?
Way more nervous. way more nervous. We're in a theater that I've never been before, so the lights were different, the depth of the stage was different, the floor was different. So
how many rehearsals before the first one?
Just one dress rehearsal. So that also made me nervous too. And during the weekend, we had some people get really, really sick, and they were some of the leads of our piece.
Marie Varlet was one of the featured dancers in Timothy O'Donnell's piece, At World's End.
I got a really bad stomach flu during this weekend.
You still performed on the...
Yeah, I didn't perform the Friday night because I was really sick and they didn't want to put me on stage. But I did the Saturday night and Sunday night, and I got 2 days off after. So.
Did you want to go perform on Friday?
Oh, yeah, I want to do it. I loved it too much. I was like, and it's such like a chance to perform like this. I didn't want to let go.
And then did you
watch
it or did you stay home?
I watched. Yeah, it was hard. But the thing is, like, my best friend here got to do it. So I was really happy for her. It was such a good opportunity for her to do it.
Being in a piece like End of World, does that help you professionally to have him choreograph that on you?
Yeah, a lot. Okay. It's a big part of my video.
Okay. Where are you planning on auditioning?
I went to Denver for Colorado Ballet, and it went actually pretty well. So it just depends if they have, like, contracts, but they liked me. So I might get something there. But I actually might go to New York this weekend to try Cincinnati Ballet.
Well, what should every single one of you in the MB2 program know how to do if you want to get a contract?
I mean, in the company, you never know what they're looking for. If they're looking for someone that can turn a lot, or someone that's really flexible, or someone, like, super skinny, or, like, you really don't know. So just, like, show your best and your smile.
What does every single person need to do?
Show our personalities.
But what do you see some people just getting wrong?
Usually what I don't like is, like, people thinking only about, like, oh my gosh, I need to do 3 pirouettes. I need to do more so I can get a job. And I think that's really stupid. Just, like, be yourself.
And maybe it's just your personality, but I never get the sense that you're ever stressed out.
Well, me neither, actually. And when I got sick, I think it's because I keep everything somewhere and, like, at the moment just explode. Hey,
for Marie Varlet and the MB2's other international students, a first company contract means starting a new life as a professional dancer in the United States. But that's only if the company can secure an employment visa. This is another cause for concern during the stressful audition season. But nothing comes easily for those who pursue this career. And oftentimes, it's the one with the most stamina who makes it to center stage.